Oh, gift of fate, that he my master is.
To Luke.
Meep, meep, whistle, meep, meep, whistles.
I cannot face the future by myself. What shall I do, R2? I am alone, the only Jedi left to bear the name. It may be this responsibility is far too great for such a one as I. How can I bear the burden by myself?
Enter ghost of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Nay, not alone, for Yoda always shall remain with thee.
My soul, 'tis Obi-Wan.
Aside.
Now e'en though he of ghostly matters made, he shall anon give answer for his words.
To Obi-Wan.
Good Ben, it warms my heart to see thee here. Yet I must ask thee to explain thyself. Pray, wherefore hast thou not revealed the thing that thou didst know? Thou saidst my father had by Vader been betrayed and murdered. Ne'er hast thou said that he my father is.
Aside.
I never did imagine that in death I would be called upon to justify the words I spoke in life. 'Twas well I spoke not of the midichlorians to Luke, for then he would have endless questions still.
To Luke.
Thine inquiry shall have an answer, Luke, for verily thou dost deserve to know. Thy father was seduced by the dark side of the Force. 'Twas then that he no more was Anakin Skywalker, only Darth. When that had happened, thy good father was destroyed. And thus, forsooth, the words I spoke were truthful, from a certain point of view.
A certain point of view? What doth that mean? It may be said that I, within my ship, do see my X-Wing as an instrument of truth and justice, I a noble thing, while from a certain point of view I know mine enemies do see it as a threat. It may be said that when I was attacked by Rancor, vicious and intemperate, prepared to make of me his morning meal, there is a certain point of view that doth suggest he was a simple hungry beast. It may e'en be that our rebellion is, for us, an undertaking pure and good, possessing every virtue possible, while from the Empire's certain point of view it is a mere annoyance to be crushed. But this I do not understand. How can a certain point of view say that a man was murdered by another man when both are one and they together are my father?
Luke, thou shalt find that many of your truths depend entirely on your point of view. It well may be that thou dost like it not, but does not follow that it is not so. 'Tis true that Anakin a good friend was. When I first knew him, he already was a pilot skilled and swift, and it amazed me with what strength the Force worked in his life. I took it on myself to train him as a Jedi. Even then I did believe that I could train him just as Yoda could. But there my fault did lie. Therein I failed.
I do believe it may be rectified. What if he could be turned once again? There is yet good within him, I can feel it.
He is machine even more than man, I fear. His soul's an evil, tangled labyrinth.
I shall not do it, Ben.
Thou canst not escape thy destiny. You must confront and face Darth Vader once again.
I shall not kill my father.
Then the Emperor hath won. Thou wert our only hope, the Empire and the Dark Side to defeat. If thou wilt not, no other shall arise to take our place.
But must this necessarily be so? For Yoda spoke of yet another. Who?
No more of hidden pasts. Thou shalt know all. The other one of which he spoke is none but thy twin sister.
Sister? I know none.
Both thou and she were hidden safely from the Emperor just after ye were born. For he did know, as I do, that the kin of Anakin would be a powerful threat unto his reign of madness, might, and murder. At birth, the two were separated. Thou unto thine uncle Owen and thine aunt Beru on Tatooine, where I did watch o'er thee as thou didst grow into a man. Thy sister to a senator did go, apart from thee and thy dread father's wrath. There she did grow into a woman fine, and has since then remained anonymous.
Aside.
Oh, wondrous revelation to my soul! A sister! And before me comes her face. For surely Leia is my sister, else my instincts have no truth in them. What news? I know not whether to respond with shouts of greatest joy, or to shrink back in fear and paralyzing shock at what we've done. 3 times hath she kissed me in friendship's name, the last of these more passionate than e'er a sister should upon her sib bestow. There is an ancient tale of Tatooine that tells of Tusken Raider who, through fate and circumstance, joined with his mother in a bond most strange and quite unnatural. They lived in blissful ignorance of their relation until they discovered it by chance. And oh, what awful times befell! The Tusken Raider's mother hanged herself upon a bantha's horn. The Tusken, in his agony and grief, pulled off his mask and clawed at his own eyes until they bled, then came dislodged and finally plucked out. He fell onto his knees and cried with pain. Not merely pain to have his eyes removed, but deeper pain that seared his very heart. 'Tis said that though he then could see no more, he saw more clearly than he ever had. At night, upon the sands of Tatooine, his howl may still be heard, a warning to those who would break the sacred family bond through passions of the body. Shall this be my fate? For crossing o'er the boundary that none should cross e'en once, I'll warrant. Nay, not only have I superstitions none, but our brief moments of affection were a trifle none could call a love affair. I now see clearly, but still have my eyes. And may my sister know sans tragedy. Thus I do make a solemn, earnest vow. I shall embrace my royal sister as a powerful ally, and shall show to her the path that surely leads unto the Force.
To Obi-Wan.
'Tis Leia, I. My soul doth know 'tis she.
Thine instincts serve thee well, Luke. Bury now these feelings, for they do thee credit, but may be manipulated and abused if e'er the Emperor should learn of them.
It bringeth my heart joy to see thee, Ben. I'll heed thy counsel till we meet again.
Exeunt. Scene 3. The Rebel Fleet in Space. Enter Han Solo and Lando of Calrissian.
My friend, well met. 'Tis good to see thee here and not a dangling or a sarlacc pit. I was promoted well, a general.
Belike our leaders were informed about mine actions at the Battle of Tanab.
Cast not thine eyes on me for blame or thanks. I did but tell them thou art pilot fare, but knew not that they hoped to find the one who would direct this crazy-brained attack.
Nay, crazy-brained thou sayest? How may that be, since thou dost know a thing or two of Death Star battles and what it doth take to win? Surprised I am that they did not ask thee.
But who hath said that they did not inquire? Yet I am not of madness made. And thou, remember well, art fashioned of respect.
Enter Princess Leia, Chewbacca, C-3PO, Mon Mothma, Admiral Ackbar, General Madine, Wedge Antilles, and several rebel pilots.
I prithee, gather round, ye rebels all, and mark ye well the message I relay. The Emperor hath made a critical mistake, and our time for attack is nigh. The data brought to us by Bothan's spies details the exact location of the vast new battle station that the Emperor hath undertaken to build. We also know this battle station's weapon systems are not fully operational as yet. The Imperial fleet is spread both far and wide throughout the galaxy, with hopes quite vain that they shall soon engage us in a fight. And while the fleet's away, the station hath but minimal protection. This, my friends, would be good news enough, but there is more. Reliable report hath come to us that e'en the dreaded Emperor Palpatine himself doth oversee construction of the Death Star, and is presently on board. This news doth cheer us, friends, But pray recall that many Bothans died to bring it here. I call on Admiral Akbar to unfold our plan, so you may know your roles in this, the final chapter of Rebellion's tale.
Admiral Akbar turns on a visual model of the Death Star and the forest moon of Endor.
You may, within this model, see the Death Star orbiting around the forest moon of Endor. Though the weapon systems of the Death Star are not operational as yet, the Death Star hath a strong defense. It is secured by shield of energy, generated on the forest moon. Deactivated must this shield be ere we can attack. Then, when the shield hath been disarmed, our cruisers shall take wing and fly within the superstructure to destroy the main reactor. This attack shall be made by a squadron of our winged ships, led by our General Carissian, who is a worthy and a noble chap.
Good luck be thine, my friend. Thou shalt need it.
Thus endeth my report. Now, General Madine, thine efforts for our mission wilt thou presently recap?
We've stolen an Imperial shuttle, which, disguised as a cargo ship, shall use a secret code to land upon the moon. Thereon, a team shall fearlessly deactivate the shield.
A dangerous experience, no doubt.
To Han.
And who, I wonder, has agreed to it? For such a mission may quite futile prove.
Nay, be thou not afraid. A man of wit, of clever mind and fine exterior they must have chosen, whom thou shalt approve.
Good General Solo, is thy team prepared?
Aside.
A man of wit. He ne'er doth cease to maze.
My team is ready, yet I do not have a crew who shall the shuttle's flight command. It shall not be easy, friend. Thus I had not yet volunteered thy worthy name. Well, now have I won.
And count me too. Good General, I gladly follow thee. Wherever thou dost go, then so shall I. Wherever thou remain, thus I shall too. Thy people shall my people be as well, and all thy battles shall my battles be.
Enter Luke Skywalker and R2-D2.
Why have but two when three is company? I shall go with thee also, noble friend.
Aside.
My sister. Ah, to see her fills my heart.
Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia embrace.
What is't?
Ask yet again another time.
Oh, Luke!
Good Han and Chewie!
Meep meep!
Exciting would not be my word of choice. Tis more like harrowing if I were asked.
Exeunt all but Han Solo and Lando of Calrissian.
Now preparations made, good Lando. Yet a word with thee ere thou depart, my friend. With heart sincere, I proffer this to thee. Take thou my ship, the brave Millennium Falcon. Thou shalt be greatly aided in thy task if thou wilt take the fastest ship that e'er did fly within our galaxy. Thou dost have more experience with this swift ship than any but Chewbacca and myself. Thou art a skilled and worthy pilot, and I trust that thou shalt keep her safe.
'Tis well, I am persuaded, and shall take the ship and leave with thee both gratitude and my assurance that I know how deeply thy heart stirs for her. Thus do I pledge, I shall take care of her as though she were my own, and shall deliver her sans e'en a scratch.
Aside.
This Lando doth protest too much, methinks. I was not nervous till he made his pledge.
To Lando.
No scratch, indeed. I take with me thy word.
We part, thou pirate true. And Han, good luck.
To thee as well, good friend.
Exit Lando of Calrissian as Han Solo boards the Imperial shuttle Tidarium. Enter Luke Skywalker, Chewbacca, C-3PO, and R2-D2 in the cockpit with Han Solo.
Nay, I think the Empire had not Wookiees on their minds when they designed her, Chewie. Are we set?
Enter Princess Leia.
I see the good Millennium Falcon, yon. I wonder how the die for her is cast.
Art thou awake, or dost thou slumber on?
A feeling tells me this look is my last.
General, let us depart.
Aye, true. Now let's see what this heap of junk can do.
Exeunt, flying off in the shuttle Tiderium.